The S&D Podcast Channel, the perfect channel for any style of podcast. We have all different pop culture style podcasts for all of your listening needs. If you would like to start a podcast, you can reach us at sndpodcast@gmail.com. We are always looking for new podcasts to add to our channel, and the topic could be anything you want. So contact us next.
Welcome, episode 374 of the S&D Podcast. And we were just discussing the weather pre-show. Did you watch the Ghostbuster trailer that came out today for the second version of the Afterlife?
I couldn't tell. Nope.
Well, first off, the first one wasn't terrible of a movie.
I did hear that, but I was never a big Ghostbusters person in the first place. Like, obviously, the first movie is very good. I'm not like a really huge fan of it, so I never went into the whole thing.
So the second movie, they're in New York and it's the middle of July. And then New York starts to freeze. And all I started thinking was nice and simple. Where's Dennis Quaid?
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's obviously... What's up, Pops? Dennis Quaid and Jake Gyllenhaal is really what we need.
Well, he clearly was bringing the elementals from Spider-Man back to...
Right, but see, that's...
Ghostbusters. That's just crazy multiverse.
But also, Jake Gyllenhaal was the one that was in the city. Dennis Quaid was not in the city. And then, all of a sudden, very quickly, in the city.
He got from California. I've never seen someone get from California. Like, we need that guy travel for real.
Yeah, I don't. Yeah.
Imagine how much easier it would be for the Mets to go cross country, like a team teams to go cross country if you have that kind of jet?
We need to talk about this for 1 second. I don't know why we've discussing the movie the day after tomorrow, but we are discussing the movie the day after tomorrow
because we discuss it every so often.
It's really a phenomenon that we talk about a lot. The movie, the time frame in the movie is like, right? It's like a day long, right? Right. How did it get, like, obviously the weather happens, but at some point they start fighting wolves off in the movie. How did the wolves get to Manhattan already? It was like 12 hours.
Weren't they on the boat?
Yeah, what were the wolves doing on the boat?
There was like a science project. That boat was supposed to be in like Antarctica.
Is that what that was?
I think that boat was supposed to be in like Antarctica or something, and they were supposed to help hunt science stuff.
But I thought they were fighting the wolves outside the library. Or they just got into the library.
They got off the boat. Remember the boat that ended up in front of the library because of the giant wave?
Right, I guess. Now I have to look up where the wolves came from. Or were they just dogs? Was it just an aggressive dog?
No, they were wolves.
They were wolves. They were 100%
wolves. Was it wolves or dogs?
If you type in day after tomorrow dogs.
I have a treat for you.
This movie came out in 2004.
I have a treat for you.
We're going on 20 years for this. Go ahead.
We got it on screen for everybody watching at home.
Trainers bought four... wolves to the set of the day after tomorrow. The wolves were okay, so they were wolves. It doesn't say why.
We look to see what was factional about this.
Due to man-made global warming,
that could be a wormhole you and I do not need to go through.
What is going on?
The wolves are seen in the cage at the zoo, running in the snow and inside the medical building when they chase Sam into a... That wasn't a medical building. That was the boat. Wasn't it the boat? Remember? Excuse me, James. This movie is a instant classic.
We love talking about how all so bad this movie is. We're not denying that it's good or bad.
But it's also one of those, like, middle of the day Saturday and it's on movies that you got nothing else to watch. You're watching
There's also a great interview where Dennis, well, one of them forgets the other one was in the movie. I don't know which one it is, Quaid or Gyllenhaal, but one of them forgets the other one is in the movie.
I think it was Quaid.
Because they're like, while they're father and son, they're only in the movie the last like 10 minutes together. One of them forgot the other one was in the
movie. I mean, Dennis Quaid did walk from California to New York. I would forget who's in the movie too if I had to do that kind of.
I would too. Can anyone hear
how he walked from California to New York? That's beyond our.
There's a brains. Message board here. We're going old school internet. Can anyone justify the wolves in The Day After Tomorrow? They were CGI.
You went down a wormhole. You went
there was
down
no
a wormhole.
Need for them. Yeah, I mean, this is. Does anybody have an answer? No, everybody's just saying it's a stupid part of the movie. Okay. They had escaped from the zoo. Okay, so you're right. They had escaped from the zoo, and they were looking for food.
Okay, that makes sense. They're in Central Park, and then they made their way through the cold snow. Okay.
They were on the zoo. There was nothing about a boat.
So they kind of went like I Am Legend type of stuff.
Yeah. They both want to forget they were in. Yeah, I mean, probably. But... Now we at least know where the wolf came from.
Okay, so now the next question. Where are the rest of the animals? What did they do? Just hang
That's
out?
Great.
What were the lions giraffe. Doing? Because if the wolves can get out, why can't the lions get out?
The real thing they should have done is had them fight a polar bear, which is the polar bears are, I don't know, vicious, apparently.
But, like, where are the rest of the animals?
Yeah, it's a great
the
question.
The ones in the water, okay, the ones in the water probably froze, so they're probably still under that water somewhere.
They're dead, unfortunately.
They're gone. They're gone, probably, right?
Why were the wolves the only one that survived, right? What are we doing here?
The monkeys probably could have got to high ground pretty quickly. Yeah, we need Robin Williams' Jumanji guy to come out and help us figure that out.
This is not where I thought we'd go today. But then, like we said, always a possibility of first two things. There's always a possibility we start talking about this movie at all times. And also, it's a kids' table show because Danny's not here. So
that's what we need. We need The Rock to show up to fight the animals, like in Rampage.
Or at the end of, you don't watch these movies, but at the end of The Fast and the Furious, he just decides to show up again in the last movie.
The latest one, yeah. I knew he showed up because they ruined it when that would have been one of the greatest moments in movie history if they didn't.
Here's the thing. They did it good. Two things. It was for the people.
This isn't the latest one, though, you're talking
about.
Yeah,
came out like last year. Because there were people next to me, Dev and I went to go see it together, and there were two people next to me who did not know that was happening. And they were stunned when he came on the screen.
Well, in fairness, it was like a week before the movie came out where it came out that he was in it.
Right. So you could have missed it. It was possible. But then also, they did it really well, I guess, well enough where they showed, like, there was a thing that was a person that was supposed to be him, like, but, you know, face covered and everything. And it was clearly not him. It was like half the size of him. So you wouldn't have been able to guess it was him. It was like a guy with a mask, like searching through a building with a gun or whatever.
So here's what I read into based on that. He wasn't going to be in it, but basically like 2 months before they decided he'd be in it is when they basically shut down him being in Black Adam ever again, which is what made him call Vin Diesel and say, hey, can we get a post-credit scene or something to get me in this before it's released, but don't tell anybody, and we'll make it happen so I could be in the end of it.
The other thing that I think is what they're doing, right, they said also before the movie came out that they're made, this was supposed to be the last one, but it was going to be two parts. Now they're making it three parts. So the second part is going to be a movie with him without the rest of them, I think. Because him and Vin Diesel don't get along. So I think he's getting his own movie in the middle of this process, and then they're going to go back to three, and maybe he'll do something in it.
The Rock's getting his own movie?
Because The Rock and Vin Diesel don't like each other.
Well,
so they don't want to be in the movie together. So I think he's getting... He already had his own Fast and Furious movie. I think they're going to go back and do another one like that as the middle of the three ending to this process. I don't know.
It all sounds like a lot of mumble jumbo.
Yes.
It doesn't make any sense. The other thing was, nobody's going to make a movie now anyway, so it doesn't matter. They're never going to make movies again. It's over.
Nobody's acting anymore? Is that the what's going on?
Clearly.
Yeah.
I mean, they're not settling anything. Cena's still in wrestling.
I think they settled, I don't know. They settled the writers part of it, but it's also they didn't settle, like, one company settled, like, just Fox or something. So the rest of the companies technically have to settle.
Right.
As I understand it. But, like, that's, like, now they have a blueprint, so it shouldn't be that
slow. It came out today that the Stranger Thing guys are getting back together now. Like, apparently right, they're getting ready to start.
It's going
to
be a bit of a process, but we'll get there.
There's, you know what I find interesting is, like, there's a lot of stuff that's being released. Like, I saw a preview today for, shockingly, a Mark Wahlberg movie where he is a he used to be a CIA agent, and now he's a family man, and they discovered him, and now
I have to go back to my old ways movie.
Right. Love but it. He never told his family it was that way.
Yep, love those. Usually it's Statham who's doing that, or what's that guy's name? Gerard Butler.
Right. Okay. Interesting enough, Apple TV movie.
Okay.
I'm not going to lie. I said I wouldn't get it. I really have no reason to get Apple TV back, but
I don't either.
You know, Mark Wahlberg is an intriguing person. But I will say this. When the Harrison Ford Jason Segel show comes back out, I will get Apple TV.
Correct.
Back.
When that comes back, I'll get it and I'll watch this Wahlberg movie. I was just going to say that. It's the same.
But when will it come back is the key.
If it ever, I mean, it's, I think it's supposed to. But I don't know 100% for sure.
So, with that being said, hockey.
Oh, boy.
Okay, this kid just airballed. This Gumpy just airballed a three-pointer, by the way.
Gumpy? Oh, okay. Okay, he's Gumpy. Yeah, he is. I'm sorry. You're right.
And quickly just went to the sideline to have a conversation with Spike Lee. Guy, game. There's a basketball thing.
Nobody wants to talk to Spike Lee. What are we doing here?
Yes, you do, because he's going to make movies.
Is he, though?
Is that Sammy? Wow. I didn't know Sammy knew how to use YouTube.
Oh, boy.
Shout out to the grandfather of the group. I'm gonna never hear the end of it. Shocked he's not in Thailand. Only he would understand that, though.
Oh, God.
This is a guy who, when I worked with him, he brought me into the office because his computer screen didn't work, and all I had to do was plug it in, and it started working.
That's tough.
But I love him to death. He's family. He has one nice child and one devil child, but they're like sisters to me, so it's okay.
Anyway,
so Tuesday night at the game, it got quiet enough to start chanting the Fire Lose and the
Did it
and the Lamberts at the end of the game. Love you too, buddy.
Tough. That is a tough scenario.
But like, my biggest problem right now is you don't hear from Ledecky. I feel like he never really talks to the media anymore. You did kind of at first. You see him around the arena.
You do.
But, like, I appreciated those, like, mid-season Steve Cohen press conferences. They don't get you anywhere.
No.
They're kind of just ridiculous. And then he has the dog that they're training come out and hang out with the media after. But, like, the fact that he's willing to do that says, like, all right, I'm paying attention, but, like, I'm not panicking because I'm still making millions. I get that.
The it seems like the way, I guess, they looked at it, or he looked at it, is like once he put Lou in charge, he took a step back from the public facing stuff. Because when it was the first whatever year, he was pretty public, like team wise.
Right. When he took over, so the last Coliseum game was 15. Wang owned the team for the first year in Brooklyn, which was 15-16.
Correct.
And then he took over for 16-17. But that was Doug Waite. That was fired Cappy in the middle of the year. Doug Waite take over. Right. And then Doug Waite got a whole year.
Right.
A whole nother year before Tavares left. And that was when all the changes were happening.
Yeah. You're right. It was more years than I'm thinking.
Because Tavares left, I think it was summer of 17?
Summer of 18.
Right.
Going into 18-19, he left.
Because December of 18, they played the game at the Coliseum. Mm. And then in February, he returned to the Coliseum. Tavares.
Correct. Of 19. February of
19. Right. Which was right around, okay, now we're getting into, all right, my building's being built. I don't really care what's going on anymore.
Well, right. So that's in my head. Whatever the other thing I was going to say was, I feel like even he did his job. He got the building built. And he put, I mean, at first he did put the team in a position to kind of just let hockey people run, let fairly competent hockey people run the building, run the team.
Right. At first.
At first. Now. Okay, so I do have one thing. Obviously, we neither of us are huge fans of Lamoriello. He has a long pedigree. I don't think he's, you know, stayed with the times. I don't think, I think that's pretty obvious. The one thing he is very known for, it's been talked about, he doesn't have a long leashes with these coaches. Unless your name is, like, Jacques Lemaire, you're out pretty quick.
Trotz or Barry Trotz
or right to Trotz, because that's I know really noticed this when they got rid of Trotz, that was the second longest tenured coach he's ever had.
Yeah, because again, it was one of those guys where he said, "All right, you're a Hall of Famer, you're in. I don't have to worry about you."
Right, so we don't have to. It was, you know, that was it.
But here's the other thing: who's next? You fire Lambert, who comes in? You're going to have Doug Hooter run the team for the rest of the season?
I mean, no, you have to get a person, an outside person.
You know, you look at a guy like, you know, I mentioned this to somebody, Travis Green. He wasn't a terrible coach in Vancouver. They just didn't care about their team in Vancouver.
No.
And it kind of fell apart and, you know. But he had a fiery attitude on the bench, which, you know what, maybe these guys need.
We're talking about Vancouver, I don't hate. He was there at one point, but Bruce Boudreaux, I don't hate.
So he works the bench for the Wild, by the way. I saw him last night standing on the bench during warmups.
He's like an assistant?
No, he's like the TV guy.
Oh, I was going to say, he's not a coach anywhere.
No, he's not coaching. He's the TV guy. But my point with Travis Green being a younger guy type of situation in those scenarios, he is coaching. He's on the Devil's bench. So you can't hire him in the middle of the season because he's working. I got it. Figured it out. You know who's doing nothing right now, Vin?
Thomas Hickey.
Buck.
I mean, I think Lambert's the most easily fixable problem. It's just not.
You had a tweet a couple weeks ago, and I praised this tweet, and you said it all went downhill firing Doug because Doug Waite told everybody, just shoot the puck at the net, and it's going to go in. Anders Lee scored 40 goals that year.
It's so weird.
It was too good of a system that Tavares left. He was like, I'm too good for the system, and I'm going to leave.
It just made no sense like it made the point. I've thought about that for a while, but it made no sense because it's like they fired Doug Waite. We're going on like 7 years ago that they fired Doug Waite.
Fired him for Trotz, who brought in the defensive system, which is fine because we sucked the defense under Doug Waite.
But that team, it's amazing how everybody's contract was based off that team. Josh Bailey, Anders Lee. We still think Barzee's that guy. Barzee's great.
Barzee can know if be that guy. Be
a point of game player again.
But he's got to get Bevilier back. That's the key. He's been all downhill since his boy left, and now that he's on the trading block, here we go. Who
started with him, his original winger, Andrew Ladd. So that's who we need back.
He's retired.
Andrew Ladd was his babysitter. We need to get him back in here.
First off, Dennis Seidenberg was the babysitter. He lived with Seidenberg.
His on-ice babysitter.
Second off, Andrew Ladd, retired NHL player.
Coach.
Former captain. Bam.
Coach.
Head coach.
Yeah, I don't
I don't know. Marius Joukowsky hangs out a lot around the arena these days. Might as well just give him a job too while we're at it.
Is he really around that much?
He's been at multiple games this year, which was kind of weird because nobody saw him until like the end of last season. And then you won't know this name. And I don't know how much history your dad has with the New York Islanders, of course.
Not that much.
But in the mid-90s, this goalie's name was Tommy Salo.
I remember the name.
Okay. They either released him or traded him, and he vanished from the world. Showed up at the arena last night. Was at the game on Tuesday. And Tom and I, Ben and I both look at each other like,
I don't know. So
famous Tommy Salo story. He broke his stick in a game, and my uncle knew. Do you remember at the Coliseum when they had the like when you first not the glass team store, but like by the escalators was like a little team store. May have been after you started. They may have got rid of it like right when you started going to games.
Maybe.
So they had a store. My uncle knew the guy would always
in the concourse. You're saying
it was like right on the right next to the box office.
Okay. But like through the doors.
No,
or before the door.
So the first you went through the first door,
right?
And then right there was the box office,
right?
Little walkway between which had like two doors to walk in.
Yeah.
And then right there was the team store.
Yeah. I don't think it was like the game news stand store. was there, like kind of where that was eventually.
Yeah, eventually it was more. It became that eventually.
Okay.
My uncle knew the guy who ran it. He would get them all like the broken sticks. Like he would give my uncle a broken sticks. One of them happened to be a broken Tommy Salo stick. One day I went downstairs to go take a shower during like President's Week. And what's downstairs, because we had a hole in the ceiling because our like heat broke or whatever, was a squirrel in the house. And what did my dad use to get the squirrel out of the house?
Tommy Salo stick. It saved something. It saved the squirrel.
It saved a lot of bucks, but it saved that night.
Okay, I'm looking at a list of current unemployed NHL coaches. Well, sort of. Nope, that's...
None of them are good.
Is this ones that are going to get fired?
Quinville.
Oh, Autopsy. Never mind. I looked at the wrong thing. Yeah, it's just Boudreaux, Gerard Gallant. I don't know. Vigneault, no.
Obviously, it's not available.
Is he? I thought he is. No, he's a Ranger coach.
He's coaching the Rangers.
What are we talking about? David Quinn is going to be available real soon.
No, I feel like they're going to keep him for the year. They got nothing better. What else are they going to do?
What else are they going to do? They finally won a game, though.
First off, shout out to the history-making Philadelphia Flyers. They are the first team in NHL history to be the first wins for the only two teams in NHL history to start a season 0-10-1.
Oh my god. That's so Flyers.
they lost to the Coyotes in like 2016. Right, was that what it is? Oh, 2017-2018 Coyotes beat the Flyers and now the Sharks. And now the Sharks are going to get hot and we're going to play them in December and we're going to say, whoops, we thought they suck. And guess what's going to happen? We're going to get blown out.
No. absolutely not. Well, are we playing them next week? Or is it?
No, it's no that's not Canada. That trip. It's Western Canada. The Western Canada Seattle trip, I think, next week, right? Yeah. I think Seattle's on that.
Maybe. I know Vancouver is because we just talked about it. So it's probably that area.
I believe it's Seattle and then the Calgary, Edmonton. I know Dave's going to Canada. They are Edmonton, Vancouver, Seattle, Calgary, back home.
Okay.
Well, Boston, home against Washington. Then they go on the West Coast trip. Edmonton, Monday. Vancouver, Wednesday. Seattle, Thursday.
Let's hire Mike Babcock.
I said that last night. I was like, everyone put your phone on the table. Let's go.
Give it a shot.
I can't hurt. Completely feel like that situation was just
okay.
Out of context.
So here's a weird situation. My take on that is
because you had veteran players saying he just wanted to get to know our families. That was it. He just asked us about family life.
Right. But so there are two things. One, that came out, and then the old, you know, Boone Jenner said like it was nothing, whatever. But there were younger guys who was like it was a little weird. I don't know. It just seemed like that was not a fireable offense. What was a fireable offense was that just no one likes him. He's just a dick. So they were just like, okay, I don't know why we did this in the first place. Let's just fire him now. Because when it happened, nobody came to his defense. Like media, hockey world, everybody was just like, yeah, I don't, it's just terrible. He's just not a good guy. So I don't know.
He also discussed that he's only won one Stanley Cup in his career. For a guy they say is one of the best of all time, he's only won one. Two.
I thought he won a, didn't he win like a stupid one at the beginning?
Because he started off with the Ducks, he took them to the finals.
They didn't win, though. They lost. That was the Jaguar one where they didn't win. Okay, that's what it was.
Correct. Then he left the Ducks after the lockout, went to the Red Wings.
Right, and he won the Red Wings one when they beat
Sid. He won the one with the Red Wings that they beat Sid.
Yes.
And then lost to Sid the following year. And then never went back.
No, they kept making the playoffs because they were the Red Wings, but then that was it. And then he made the playoffs with the Leafs, but they didn't do anything. Right, he didn't win that Duck Cup. But they won that team eventually won the Cup. But
right.
Not with him as the coach.
I forgot who their coach was. What's Mike Sullivan doing these days?
The coach was Randy Carlyle.
Mike Sullivan coaching these days?
Isn't he the...
Is he the Bruins coach still?
He was the Penguins coach.
Oh, he got fired from the Penguins.
No, he is the Penguins coach. Another guy named Mike got fired from the Penguins. They did this. Believe me, I know what you're talking about. The guy they
guy this had, guy is still with the Penguins.
Mike Johnston was the Penguins coach. That guy doesn't have a job because he stunk.
And the guy who was coaching the Bruins that hated us is coaching Vegas and won a cup in Vegas.
Yeah, 100%.
There goes that guy.
Yeah, that guy is who we should have got. Really, they like.
I'm trying they to think of other. Seattle's keeping their coach forever.
Yeah, when he was in Boston, they went to his house because they had said they were going to keep him, and they went in the living room and they were like, "By the way, you're fired." And he was like, "Okay, great." Who was the cab guy? Was that Gallant? They fired and he had to take a cab home.
Peter DeBoer is available.
Maybe that might have been it.
Peter DeBoer. I'm looking at their coaching history, and it's Gallant, DeBoer.
I think it was Gallant. It was Gallant.
That sounds about right. And then the Rangers fired him because the locker room didn't like him. So
seems like nobody likes me. I don't really want. That's the thing about hockey is it's the same 40 coaches just getting cycled around. Disliked. And it's like they all suck. Yeah, that's why they don't have jobs anymore. So that's. I mean,
we're going back to the. I'm back on the Andrew Ladd bus now. I feel like someone's got to give him a shot. It's going to be us.
I'm on that. I mean, the last time we hired a former player, it did not go great, to be completely honest.
Excuse me, Anders Lee had 40 goals, so if...
Did you see the other part of that tweet? Okay, they gave up more shots than the Buffalo Sabres the year they were trying to lose to get Connor McDavid, and they just didn't try to play hockey. They had like 45 points, and we gave up more shots than that team.
Well, that's why we brought a defensive-minded coach.
And you know what else it did? I didn't mention it in this tweet. It made the whole fan base hate Yarrow, who went on to still be good for another like 4 years.
He just signed with somebody too.
That's why he's still playing. And they were like, "No, we gotta get rid of this guy." I'm like, every first period they have 25 shots and we're losing 2-1.
In fairness, okay. In fairness, the people that disliked Yarrow was because that first year with Trotz, we had the best two goalies in the league. We had Leonard and Greiss that first year.
Well, I mean, but still, I'm saying people were like, because we let Yarrow go and then signed Leonard, so people were like, there's no point in bringing him back. When he left, he had a 920 save percentage, 919 save percentage, and then the last few years it has been bad. But the first 2 years after, they could have just stuck with him and done the same thing they did with Leonard, to be completely honest. Now, the last 3 years have not been good to him, so now it's time. But they were too early before. We didn't hate Thomas Greiss, though.
You know who else is available to coach right now? Thomas Greiss.
I don't know if I want Thomas Greiss coaching.
I don't know if he'd be a good coach, but yeah, he's available.
I don't think he'd be a good coach. I mean, I think it's
Put Butchie on the bench. Let's go. Put drunk Butchie back on the bench.
I don't think Lambert is the guy, and it's possible that, like, you just have to grow with it. But if nothing...
I think the biggest problem is with Lambert is that he said, I'm going to make this team more offensively. But he forgot to then worry about the defense. And then today, he's worrying about the defense because he forgot, hey, we're supposed to stop the puck, too. On that side of the zone. And I'm going to give... it's Hockey Night in New York, I think the podcast is with Stefan Rosen.
Stefan Rosner, yeah. I haven't listened to it, but he's really...
But I saw a clip. You know that he's like an emergency goalie for the team sometimes at the arena?
Stefan?
Uh-huh.
That's pretty funny.
He plays goalie at Skate Safe with Rosen. So...
Okay.
But he said it the best. There are things this team does that they did right with Trotz, because when Trotz was around, he held them accountable. He would sit Barzal for 5 minutes and say, sit your ass down and you screwed up.
Mm-hmm.
Lambert says, hey, do better next time and get back out there right now. And that's where the problem is. These guys aren't getting that. And that is kind of what happened with Trotz, where he got let go because these guys made friends with other players in the league that said, oh, when I play like crap, my coach doesn't tell me to do better and sit me down for 10 minutes. He gets me back on the ice. Trotz isn't one of those player-friendly coaches that the league wants, per se.
I don't know. The season they fired him was such a conflux of the COVID and the delays. That team got shut down from playing three times.
Correct.
Like, they got shut down because they had COVID. They got shut down because the league had COVID. And then shut down.
They didn't even get shut down because they had COVID. Remember, they played the first week and a half with COVID.
They played a week with COVID and then got shut down for like 4 days. Then the whole league shut itself down around Christmas. And then they got basically shut down again because the whole Western Canada teams had COVID, so nobody was going out there. So everything about that season was a mess. So you can chalk it up to that, or you could say it had run its course with Barry. But there are things we saw last year with this team that would have never happened under him. They were prepared every single game under Trotz. They were ungodly good on like the second half of back-to-backs. It was ridiculous how good they were because they were prepared. They played their system and they were prepared. What happened in game, was it game four? It was game four of the playoffs.
This
when
year.
They
Carolina.
Last year against Carolina. When they came out like a ball of fire for 5 minutes and then got a bad call and then they all imploded. The whole team fell apart. That would have never happened under him. Ever. Right. So there are things he's not just there yet. It's very possible he could get there. But this is one of the oldest teams in the league. We don't have time for him to get there. And this, it's just the situation they're in.
Other thing that happened at Tuesday during the game, right?
Also, a bunch of use a fucking timeout once in your goddamn life. How many third period collapses do we have to have before you use a timeout at some point?
This, we thought about this, right? And we made a decision that the league needs to implement a home team mulligan.
If you give up a goal within 30 seconds. I'm in on this rule, whatever it is.
Just be like, sorry, we didn't even know you were dropping the puck. Sorry.
Yeah, I'm in.
If you give up a goal within 30 seconds.
A Madden rewind, if you will, from like Madden 09.
Right. You could rewind the play and redo it and be like, no, sorry. You get one a week for all I care. Because they came out yesterday. It took 8 minutes to get a shot on goal.
They give up a goal in the first 30 seconds?
It was like 12:46 on the clock.
It was like 15 seconds.
I said it to Devin and I go, you know what? I'm going to enjoy coming here the rest of the year to watch how good other teams are. Because that's what I was doing yesterday. Because watching Minnesota's power play. And it's Rezov just like really so smooth. And like, we're so bad. And it's funny too, because like, even Rosen said it to me at the game. He's like, we collapse. We just fall. What we do is we make a small little box. We do the tiny box inside the zone where we just leave them on the outside and they can do whatever they want.
I know. And it's also like, everybody else pressures people for zone entries on the penalty kill, and we don't. There's no pressure. You walk in the zone free every single time. It's got to be a strategy thing, but I don't know why you would pick that strategy.
Also, Pierre Engvall, you may want to move the puck when you're in your own zone. I forgot who said it to me, but you know, Romanov's got to watch that backdoor guy, though. I was like, no, the puck should be on the other side of the ice. We shouldn't even give the puck. If Engvall passes Romanov the puck right in front of the net, he then passes it down the ice, and we're not in that situation.
He's been good, but that was a bad one.
Plays moving forward, I'm yelling pass. I'm not yelling shoot. Because all they do is pass. If we yell pass, maybe they'll shoot it.
That's not a bad idea. Or we should yell pass because it's... I don't know.
Or maybe we should get players who can actually play on the power play, you know, not Sebastian Aho.
It's just insanely infuriating that they all just stand there and wait for Barzy to do something.
I've hit the point where I'm just like, call Robin Salo up. Now's your shot.
Oh, please.
You're not going anywhere.
Yeah.
See what he has. See what he can do. You give it a month. If you're not happy, guess what? There's going to be a team that wants a young defenseman who needs to be worked on. You know, San Jose is going to love him to go out there, be a young defenseman and learn with the team.
He can't be worse than Aho.
Right. He was supposed to be that guy.
They're paying. I mean, I know he wasn't playing this game, but they're paying Bo Horvat $8.5 million and he's playing fantastic, but they don't use his spot on the power play. They don't like make that pass to the bumper ever.
And when the two times they did it, he scored.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, but they never, it's not like part of their, I don't know, system. They've never really done it.
Well, don't worry. Lampert is helping the power play get better. I miss Scott Gomez. Today.
Great. Wonderful. How long did it take for him to yell at them? Scott Gomez.
Jeez.
Honestly, what is Cappy doing right now?
Ben's assistant coach for Ottawa Senators.
Is he?
Yeah. He's been there for like 2 years.
Bring him back. What about, he's got a job, I think, too. Where's Scott Gordon?
Where's Steve Sterling?
You know what? Here's a great question.
Steve. Ted Nolan.
Where's Ted Nolan? Yes. So Ted Nolan was a good ass coach. Where is he? What do you think he's doing right now?
He's something. He's got to be in Buffalo doing something.
The last time he, last thing he did was he was the coach of the Polish national team in 2018.
Hell yeah!
So he's not doing anything. Sorry. Also, that Sabre team that I was talking about that was trying to lose, he was the coach. It's unfortunate.
All right. So when's the next Connor not McDavid coming out?
Yeah, exactly. where is Scott Gordon? Let's see. Where is Scotty boy?
Last time I... Oh, no. That was...
He is the assistant coach for the Sharks. Okay. So not the best spot.
Guess what? We're about a week away from that entire coaching being available.
I can't wait. The fact that he has worked as much as he has, he was an awful, but he was an awful coach. He was, well, he went to the Leafs after we fired him. He was their assistant coach. And then he was the Flyers AHL coach. He was there, Brent Thompson, because he was there for 6 years.
Oh, yeah. By the way, so I have an interesting
Christmas.
You ready? You really get ready to get very interesting?
I'm in.
Okay. Talking about the San Jose Sharks.
He's been in Ottawa since 2019. Okay, go ahead.
Their hockey operations advisor.
For the Sharks. Doug Waite.
Yep, for the Sharks. Is Doug Waite. Their general manager is Mike Greer.
Okay, I knew that. Was Doug ever there?
Who?
Well, he was never on the Sharks, right?
No.
I think he's just friends with Mike Greer.
Nabby is their goaltending coach.
Not surprised.
Their director goaltending. That's what it says. Thomas Speer is their goaltending coach. So.
Wait, what is, it says director goaltending?
Director, comma, goaltending.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, if it just said without the comma, that's just the way he talks. Like, that's he made his own title. It just said director goaltending.
This gets so much better, Vincent.
It can't get better. Just try to work for this team.
North American amateur scout for Minnesota. It's Thomas Vanek.
Of course it is. Of course it is. So they're paying Thomas Vanek to just live where he lives and maybe scout.
High school kids. Player development is Mike Ricci. He used to play for them.
Yep. Okay.
Is Tommy Wingle.
Player development person in Pittsburgh.
Also, player development coach and hockey operation advisor is Marlowe. Is Patrick Marlowe?
Yeah, that's just the title.
That's just the please don't leave us ever.
Right, that's just the title. Thornton's gonna get one of those in a few weeks.
That's it. That's all we got.
Okay.
So that's all the
yeah. Thornton will be there.
Names.
Unless Thornton wants to work for the Leafs, I don't know, either one.
I say he's gonna go back. He's finally gonna go back to Boston. Like he wanted. That's always wanted.
Not a bad idea. But you want? Let's hire Thornton as the coach.
Yo, bring back. Yeah, but. Will he shave?
That's a good point.
Very good point. With that being said, get off some crappy blue and orange to some more blue and orange news before we get into football. Carlos Mendoza? Thoughts? Had some time to think about this a little bit now.
I've had some time to think about it, and it's a good thing I'm not in charge. I want to say that quickly because
first off, shout out to the Cubs for outbidding us.
You know what? He never wanted to come here. I was discussing this with my dad.
This is the biggest heel turn since Hogan went to the NWO, by the way.
Yeah, right. I was discussing with my dad the other night, and I don't think he's still here, but we were talking about it. And I explained, he was like, so what's going on with council? And I told him, and he went, oh, so he can't handle New York. And I went, I don't think that's the case. But all of the descriptive words come out that way. So maybe he knew he couldn't handle it.
It's an interesting situation because if you think about it, the Cubs are the New York of the Midwest.
They are, but how much do they like Are they going to get on? They're probably going to get on him, but, like, I don't think they got on David Ross that much. And they fucking collapsed at the end of last season. Like, it was ugly. And I didn't hear anybody calling for his job before he lost it.
It's also, like, interesting because, like,
I think they're still high off 2016, to be honest.
The, Rosen, I think it was Rosenthal that said that, like, Council alone puts the Cubs, like, up top when it comes to Ohtani.
Really?
Which I found interesting.
Okay. When did he become, like, fucking
God?
Jesus? Yeah, what are we... He's Craig Council.
See, what I liked about him, and I was kind of hoping the Mets would go in the direction, was, hey, Colin, yeah, you have a lot of money. Spend it all on pitching, which he's never really had in Milwaukee behind Corbin, right?
I mean, they've had a good rotation, though. Like,
Corbin, yeah, but they've all been, like, Corbin, no names and things like that. But now think about it. Give him a good rotation, but kind of, like, throw pieces together in the field and let it, like, sink. Pay a couple guys and just let the rest of it sink. Type of thing.
Which
we have to pay on the rotation now because apparently David Peterson blew out his hip.
We're also acting like David Peterson was an actual piece.
Excuse me, for this year, he was going to be an actual piece.
Fangraphs projected him. Somebody posted Fangraphs top 25 projected ERAs for next year. He was like 23. David Peterson. Okay. I was like, what are we... I'm not worried about...
Well, when you only pitch for 2.5 months at the end of the year, yeah, you're going to have top ERA.
Upset about David Peterson being hurt. It is what it is.
I want both Japanese guys this year. I want the infield. I want the first baseman to come here. Make Pete the DH. Boom. We're good.
I think...
The other guy to pitch.
Sure. Yeah. Get them all. If it were me and you were going to hire an inexperienced person, I would have just hired Beltran. But that's just me.
So I was talking to somebody at work about this.
Because he is still here. He's staying.
So you know what I found interesting about this direction?
Mm-hmm.
And we all know years on a manager contract mean nothing.
Sure.
Especially to Steve Cohen.
Especially when you're paying him $4.5 million over the life of it. Like, if you fire him, you're paying him nothing still.
Right. And even if you were paying him $4.5 million a year, it wouldn't matter anyway because it's Steve Cohen.
Yeah.
That's like pocket change to him.
Correct.
He probably gave it all to him up front.
Yeah,
he was probably like, here.
He didn't even realize. He's like, oh, I wasn't supposed to do that. Oh, here you go. Whatever.
He was probably like, I said,
take it, invest it.
It's in your Venmo. Keep it. If we fire you, whatever. Now I don't have to pay you anymore.
Exactly.
We'll just tell the league we're paying.
That's girl math. I don't have to pay my owner anymore.
So the way I looked at it was, Cohen came out last year and said, we're planning for 2025.
Mm-hmm.
So is this now your fall guy? Because if Buck comes back and you have a good start, now you're ruined, because if you're planning for 2025 and you're having a good year, now you start thinking about this year and making the playoffs. And then it kind of pushes everything away because now you start trading young guys to get better guys for this year, and now you're kind of like, oh, now we're in a bind. Now we're stuck with these guys. You know, we're trading for Max when Texas falls apart this year because we need a starting pitcher. And we're trading back for Max in July.
I don't think that's the case. I get what you're saying. They could have just stuck with him. I think if you're going to bring in a new GM, it's not so much that they were like punting on this year. I think they're just not planning on 100% competing this year. So I think they want, like, I think Stern said it yesterday, they want a manager to grow with the young guys that are going to come up. So I'm okay with that process. Again, I would have just...
Where are all these young guys going to play? We only have 8 positions in the field that they can play.
I would have just picked Beltran if I were going to pick a guy to grow with the team. The other thing is, I'm not worried at all about first-time manager thing. Of the teams that made the playoffs last year, Dusty Baker and Bruce Bochy are the only guys who weren't in their first job of the playoff team last year. Now, there were guys like Council who had been there a decade, or I don't know. There's another guy who had been there.
Kid in Philly. While. The guy in Philly, the guy in Atlanta has been there a bunch of years.
Atlanta was the other one who'd been there from like since like 2017 or whatever.
Yeah, he won the World Series.
But again, it's still their first job.
Right.
So at some point, everybody has to have a first job. So I'm okay with that. And I'm okay with them growing with the team. I don't know anything about the guy. Whatever. It could be.
One of the good things I did like was that the Yankee beat writers were kind of like, all right, the Mets players and the fans are going to like this guy because the locker room loved this guy in the Bronx. This was a locker room guy in the Bronx. Like
they, another thing right up our alley. There, one of the Barstool guys said he takes 40 sunflower seeds and throws them like on the ground behind home plate as good luck for all 40 guys on the roster. That's good juju.
So are we gonna park and throw 40 sunflower seeds on the ground before we walk in every game?
I think we might have to go to a game and throw 40 sunflower seeds on the ground. Now we're wasting sunflower seeds, so we might buy some crappy ones that we don't want to eat and just throw them on the ground.
Get the jumbo pack so that way we feel better about it. We get the jumbo bags like we drove when we were driving out to Delaware. So that way we feel better because it really won't matter. 40 won't, what's the
difference? 40s. What's 40? I don't know.
40,000 that are in there.
Right. What are 40? I mean, 40 sunflower seeds is like a handful, right? Okay. All right. I'm growing with this idea. I like the guy already. And just the way listening to Stearns.
I can see it already. You and I are going to walk into games and be mad that we forgot to drop sunflower seeds. We're going to forget about
if
it.
They lose the first game. Is fucking sunflower seeds.
Are you going opening day this year? Are you doing it?
100%. You want to go?
No, I'm not going. I told you. I have.
You gotta go once.
There's a listen, basketball I don't care enough about, but hockey and football, I go to opening days every year. Baseball is the only one I've never been to an opening day. And it's the only sport that I could say, when my team wins it, I'm going opening day.
Okay.
And guess what? We're winning it this year, so it doesn't matter anyway. We're getting 86 wins, and we're going to win it.
Stearns, again, he didn't really have a press conference. It was just kind of a talking to the media because the GM meetings are this week.
Right, he'll have a bigger conversation at some point this weekend.
But he said, it seems that they're going to focus a lot on pitching, which makes sense from what they said last year and like the plan. Their version of not competing this year is like, we're not going to go all in on the bats. Like, they have to replenish the bodies of the people they traded last year, pitching-wise. But I don't think it's going to be like, Jordan Montgomery and something like that.
I said to somebody at work, whether we sign Ohtani or not, I want the kid from Japan.
Yamamoto is the other one.
Because if you look at the universe, it all kind of lines up. He's being represented by the same guy Senga is represented by.
Yeah.
He's friendly with Senga. Like, they're good. They're buddies. Like, it's leaning towards we have the making of getting him, which will be fun. And again,
he was officially posted today, so that process takes like a month, I think they said. He has to make a decision in a month, I think.
So that's that. The other guy I said to my friend, my coworker, I said, I 100% expect this guy to pick up the phone and call Milwaukee. Call, what's his name first? Corbin.
Is he a free agent?
He's not. He's got one more year of control left.
Yeah.
But saying, listen, that wasn't me. Ownership doesn't want to pay people. You know that. It's Milwaukee. Yeah. But guess what? I've already put a call in. We're trying to make something work here. I already have a new contract for you, and you're going to get paid a lot of money. And you're going to get paid. You're getting like $100 million.
Right. Whatever.
Easy. Or 150. I'll give you 150 over five years, whatever it is.
Yeah. Wheeler-ish contract.
Right. You're not going to give him. I don't think he was a finalist again this year. He had another good year.
He was banged up a little bit, I think, early.
But I don't think he was a finalist for the Cy Youngs, right?
No. Let's see what his numbers were. Like I said, I think he had some struggles early, but he ended up with a 3.39 ERA. He was 10-8. Which says that's his worst season, pretty much ever. But
Like I said, I think he was a little...
But again, he was also pissed off going into the season about the arbitration thing. And
the arbitration thing was savage, yeah.
But again, that's a franchise that doesn't want to pay their guy anyway. They don't have the money to pay the guy anyway. So again, I can see a situation where, you know, that JT Schwartz kid may be gone. Go to Milwaukee. You may trade the catching prospect behind Parada for him. You know,
is there another one?
There's got to be someone down. There's got to be another one somewhere. Where's that guy who was in Brooklyn for 10 years?
I don't know who you're describing. Gavin Chiganey?
Oh, no, Gavin was in Binghamton for 10.
Binghamton forever. LJ was in Brooklyn forever.
except for when we went to Binghamton.
Yeah.
He was always in Binghamton when we was there. You got 800 shortstops. They can have two.
Brett Williams said he wants to be on the team next year, so I'm looking forward to that.
Ronald Hernandez is in single A. Is the next catching prospect on this team. He's number 20.
At some point,
here we go. We have a Baez. Can we get? We'll give them the Baez because I don't want that guy on our team.
At some point, I don't know which one. But at some point, one of the guys that they traded for or that is coming up is going to be used to get traded. Right? Whether it's they're getting Soto or they're getting a pitcher or they're getting somebody at a deadline, they're going to be used as something. So
I did find the interesting.
Is that now? I don't think, but we'll see.
I did find the interesting comment out of Boris today on Wednesday of. Soto's not going anywhere. Soto's expected.
Oh, he said that?
He said it. They asked him. He's like, what's going on with Soto? Is there a trade partner? He goes, from what I understand, Soto's expected to be in San Diego's starting lineup next year.
Stern said he doesn't anticipate trading Pete, which is we knew. It's funny that
what's more important is he said when Boris was asked, he said, well, when it comes to the polar bear, we're not in contract hibernation.
Yeah, I know. I hate when
he
does
made these. Some funny job bars today. Like he said, I don't know if you've read this. I sent in the group. It said Chicago got the comforts of a full belly. They're going to have to loosen their belts to keep Bellinger.
Okay, I'm glad you said this because I tweeted it today. The thing I hate most about him is he thinks he's funny because he makes these puns every offseason. He did it with the puns too. He just thinks he's funny.
That was a good one, though.
No, he's the hell out of me. No, I think...
And the answer is no, I don't want Cody Bellinger because we'll be the team that gives him a big contract and he'll go back to crappy Cody Bellinger.
All his hitting, all the hitting, and it's getting a little analytical here, but all the batted ball data show he was very lucky last year. So I don't think it's going to continue. Now, he might have found his stroke again and he's just not... Because he hit like 320 and he might just not hit that. He might... hit like 280 and still be the guy he used to. Who knows?
Listen, he was always a swing for the fences.
Correct.
He wasn't really a big get on base guy. He was always a swing for the fences. And
the MVP year, I think he hit for a high average. Let me see. Really quick, 2019. That was he hit .305.
Okay.
So that was pretty good. But again. Then it was 239, 165, 210. Then he hit .307 again. So maybe he found it out of nowhere. I doubt that.
Everyone finds it on a one-year contract.
It's possible. Yeah, right. Which is what we talked about with the Cubs in our preview before last season. We're like, this could either go great or everybody's getting traded at the deadline.
And what stinks somehow was it was going so good. Those things happened. And the problem was it was going so good that they didn't want to trade anybody because they were like, we're in it.
Right.
And then it all fell apart.
What you mentioned Soto. There was a report that the Padres might like
sell everything.
Well, they're gonna keep Soto because when we heard they were cutting payroll, they were like, he's gone, everybody's gone. They're gonna try to trade like Bogarts and Tatis, but keep Soto, like just use the money for Soto. I don't know. If Tatis is available, I don't know.
Where is he going to play, Vincent?
He seems like a disaster, like, off the field. He could play right field. Marte's not doing anything.
But can you imagine, like, him homering and Lindor being on base, they'll be like dancing at second base again.
No, I just don't. He seems like a nightmare, and I just don't really want to deal with it.
That's the biggest problem. That, like, if he goes out there,
he seems like a baby.
Like, him and Mauricio will start dancing in the middle of the infield after a big catch, and like, it'll be like, guys, we have a clock. Let's go.
There's a clock.
There's a clock now. You can't do that. Listen, at the end of the day, you know, I know it's November 8th, right?
Yeah.
This is what I'm expecting. Alvarez behind the plate, Pete at first, Mauricio at second, Lindor at
Mauricio at second?
Yeah. Mauricio at second.
Okay.
You're going to have Lindor at short, of course.
Yeah.
Beatty's going to be your third baseman.
He is.
Jeff's going to be in left. Nimmo will be in center. Some created player will be in right field.
Okay.
But I'll tell you this. Long shot on November 8th. Don't be shocked to see Acuna playing right field opening day.
I don't.
If he has a big spring and he's playing right field during spring, because they said in winter ball he's playing right field.
I just don't know if I want to throw him into a new position right away.
They did it with his brother and it worked out pretty well.
I'm just saying.
He's hanging out with his brother and Mookie Betts and learning how to play right field.
We'll see.
Okay.
I think
about playing defense, Vincent.
If I had to guess.
Listen, if you tell me I'm going to have a soft season of him playing, I got to put up with him being able to catch the ball, but he can't throw a guy out in right field for a full season, and he bats 290 and steals 60 bases this year and scores over 200 runs. Are you going to complain about a season? You're going to complain about him playing right field?
Well, here's the thing. With the defense,
when he wins rookie of the year,
are you with the defense we have seen the New York Mets play in the outfield, I can't complain about anybody.
Listen, that's also why you have a guy, you have him on center, because you know he gets most of the balls.
We had a team that went to the World Series that had Michael Kadire playing left field.
Exactly.
I mean, so no, I'm not going to complain about any of it.
We've put Lucas Duda in left field.
Lucas Duda, Daniel Murphy, Todd Hundley. We go down this list all the time.
Jeff's Dom. There now. Jeff's
there now. Listen, Jeff's a fine outfielder. He's not Dom. Dom, what a disaster that was.
Nothing will beat the, was it Daniel Murphy or Lucas Duda in Miami, in Florida, who dropped Daniel the foul?
It was Murphy. Yeah, he dropped the pop-up.
Was it Johan's first start?
I don't think it was his first start. Maybe it was his second start.
Or was it Pedro? Somebody's. No, Pedro's was the Cincinnati game.
Pedro's was the Cincinnati game. It was a Johan start against Josh Johnson, who was pitching for the Marlins.
And we, you remember when his banner was outside in the stadium in Miami?
Yeah, he was going to be a beast. It doesn't go well pitching for the Marlins, unfortunately. You made a take on Acuna making the team. My early off-season hot take, Jeff McNeil will not be on the team come opening day.
If there is going to be a guy to trade in Milwaukee, it's going to be Jeff McNeil.
I don't know if it's going to be Milwaukee, but I think
I can see him, because they're going to say we need somebody who can play for us now. Listen, they can have
cheap.
McNeil.
He's cheap.
He's cheap. You could have McNeil, and you could have McGill. Take all the guys like that.
Well, McGill's brother is already on the Brewers now.
Right.
So we
and clearly they need to get drunk together in the bullpen or something for our McGill to be good. So let them play together in Milwaukee. It's not like he's going to cost you anything. He's never going to win a Cy Young, so you don't have to worry about him costing you anything. You just have to, you know, let Jeff pitch the third out in every inning.
Let him
go play left field in the third inning. When there's two outs, put him in left and let Jeff come in and pitch to see what happens. See if it works better.
Jeff is the one that fits the timeline the least, if we're being honest.
Right.
You can't have a 30. I don't know how old Jeff is now. I think he's 32.
If you're gonna go,
you can't have a 34-year-old second baseman who's playing left field when we're ready to compete.
If you're gonna go other hot take, Vientos' name is gonna be a part of the trade.
Hardly even a hot take at this point. We've been trying to trade him for like 2 years already.
Yeah, but he's gonna be the guy. You know, he's another guy. Like, if you're gonna call Milwaukee, those three names could be three names that you throw out there and say, "Give us Corbin, and we're gonna literally hand him a 5-year contract when he walks in the door."
Yeah. They have to sign a DH too. I don't want. I know we just talked about. You mentioned Vientos, so I thought of it. Sign an actual DH.
Well, that's when you sign Ohtani. There's your DH for the rest of our lives.
All right, let's go to football.
The end of time.
Forever.
Do you have more faith in Jordan Love or Tommy DeVito in professional football games?
Definitely. My guy.
Zach Wilson.
Jordan Love. Zach Wilson. My guy.
You have more faith in Zach Wilson.
Third victory.
We talked about this at work. The Giants and Jets should trade quarterback rooms for a week and see what happens. See if it gets worse.
It could. It'll get worse for. It'll somehow get worse for both.
I just
somehow Zach Wilson will go to the Giants, even though he's better than Tommy DeVito, and be worse than Tommy DeVito.
Did you see what Robert Salas today was on the Michael Kay Show?
Wait, can I ask you a question really quick first?
Go for it.
Did you play backyard sports when you were a kid, like backyard baseball, backyard football, yada, yada, yada?
I played backyard baseball, yeah.
Okay, there was a character in the game. He was an Italian kid with a cigarette. His name was Tony DelVecchio. That's who I think of every time you say Tommy DeVito. If that pops in my head, like, that guy's playing quarterback. Anyway, go ahead.
Okay, so let's see if I can find this. See if I can find the exact wording. So he was on Robert Salas, the coach of the New York Jets.
Oh, God, I saw this. This was yesterday.
It was on the Michael Kay Show.
Yeah.
And was asked, why do you keep playing Zach Wilson?
Mm-hmm.
And he basically said, and his and I quote, because mm-hmm. I found the quote, I don't know. I'm going to plead the fifth.
I'm going to plead the fifth.
You mean to tell me your boy Tim Boyle can't do any worse?
But that's the other thing, is his other options are Tim Boyle and Trevor Siemian. And he's
sorry. His other option is Aaron Rodgers with a broken torn ACL, who looks better than both all of them during warmups.
I mean, Tim Boyle.
He's not playing this year. There's no way.
He's not playing this year. Tim Boyle and Trevor Siemian cannot possibly do worse than Zach Wilson. You might as well give one of them a shot. What you also couldn't do worse. It is very possible that you would do better or as good as if you did every snap at a shotgun and then had to Byron Leftwich carry Aaron Rodgers down the field on every single play. It's possible.
Yeah, but you the would difference is, you know what the difference is? Byron Leftwich had Randy Moss.
He did. Okay.
It's this, a lot wait. Easier to chuck a ball to Randy Moss than anybody else that's on the Jets. No offense to Garrett Wilson. He's not Randy Moss yet. I do think Garrett Wilson is going to be good. I'm putting that on the record. You know, one thing I've always liked out of Ohio State, as much as I hate them, is wide receivers.
Sure.
Hint. Why I want to lose for Marvin Harrison Jr.
Sure.
Screw these quarterbacks. I want to lose for Marvin Harrison Jr.
Okay.
I'll take Danny Dimes next year with Marvin Harrison Jr. Because then at least you have a legit number one receiver.
I'm going to ask a question. The famous Byron Leftwich clip, right? They're carrying him down the field. I just noticed this for the first time ever. Do you know how much time is left in this game? There's 10 minutes left in the game. Why are they running him down the field when there's 10 minutes left in the game?
They had a fast-paced offense. They had like a no-huddle. They always had one. They had one of those college no huddle. Let the defense line up and then call your play.
They're down by 14 points too, so maybe they're trying to get back into it. But like, it just—I always thought it was like an end of the game thing that made more sense. No, they're just there's like 10 minutes left in the game and they're just running them.
Because Randy Moss is really fast and you have to catch up to him really quickly.
Possible. Also, I think that was after Randy Moss. If we're being completely honest. But anyway, let's do our picks because, poof.
There's literally a Thursday night football game this week to determine whether the Bears own the second pick or the third pick, and then which pick come from if the Carolina Panthers are going to have the other one.
Which the Bears have you? If you're the Bears, I guess it doesn't really matter, but you have to lose. You're better off losing this. I mean, no, you
you're
have
better
to
off losing because you don't trust what they're going to do the rest of the season.
Well, I don't know if you have to beat them to get them to go down.
You want to lose if you're a Bears fan because you want to guarantee yourself one of those first two picks. And the only way to do that is your own team. Because think about it. let's say the Bears win this game and puts them at 3-7, right?
Yeah.
What if the Panthers go on a run?
Yeah, because 3-14 might get you it. It's possible.
Right, because Kyler's coming back. What a coincidence. The week Call of Duty comes out, Kyler's playing.
Oh, jeez. I'm taking the Bears, though. I mean, the Panthers. I'm taking the Panthers because what's his name is playing again? Tyler Bendert, whatever his name is. Tyler Benkert.
Also, Godspeed to you people who want to watch cable television, regular, like. You're telling me you couldn't flex this entire weekend?
I mean,
like the league should have flexed out of the entire weekend.
We should have just skipped a week, to be honest.
Like, Sunday night football is Jets Raiders. Monday night football is Bills Broncos. Like, what are we doing here, people?
What are we switching in, though?
Anything. I will take anything.
Lions Chargers?
Lions Chargers. The Texans are playing well. They're playing the Bengals. Let's see them go against each other. Vikings and Saints, both 5-4. Here we go.
Packers Steelers, some big markets.
History.
Definitely history.
Levitts versus Baker. Boom. Jaguars.
All right.
Niners. Bam. Super Bowl matchup. Browns Ravens, AFC North matchup.
Colts Patriots, once the best rivalry in the league.
Hell, Giants Cowboys is one of the biggest rivalries in the sport. Might as well put them there. Giants are going to suck, but at least you could talk about how bad the Giants are.
We don't want to watch Tony DeVecchio. I'm just going to call him.
you're just jealous.
I'm a mess.
16.5? Jesus Christ.
Yes, sir.
We're not covering that at all. There's no way we cover that.
Colts or are the Patriots 2-7?
They are.
Taking the Colts. Jesus Christ.
This is the
Oracle. I've never been more right on a take in my life.
McCoy. Aren't you more? Think about this though, man. We're 3 weeks away. Is it 3 weeks or 2 weeks away? Thanksgiving's what, 2 weeks, right? Yeah, 2 weeks.
This week is 2 weeks.
We're two Sundays away from Tommy DeVito versus McCorkle Jones.
Telling you. It's going to be a
just
barn
burner. Like everybody expected Thanksgiving weekend when they put the Giants and Patriots together.
McCorkle Jones, man.
And Tommy DeVito. At that point, my hot take's going to be Matt Barkley will be our starting quarterback by then.
My hot take's going to be you're not going to watch the game.
I'll be there. I'm going to that one. We think it's going to be the last one, but we're going to that one.
Yeah. Okay. You know, CJ Stroud. I'm taking
you're
the
going
Bengals
on the road.
Still.
That's my thing. You're on the road in this.
Yeah, game. I think the Bengals are back too. The Bengals seem to have figured things out.
Also, by the way, the Patriots Colts is in Germany. By the way, keep that in mind.
Not that it matters.
Maybe Bill found some German guy to play quarterback this week, and they're going to come out there and destroy the Colts.
I don't know if I trust Gardner Minshew around that much beer, though. That's the only problem.
I mean, do they have more than Indianapolis?
Yeah, I think in Germany it's a lot. I want to take the Vikings, I'll be completely honest. So I'm going to
I hate both these teams. They're both so...
Dobbs has got to be starting this week, right?
Well, the other guy's dead, so yeah.
They started somebody else this week.
Yeah,
besides
and
Kirk.
He got killed. Literally.
He got killed too?
Yeah, he got hurt. That's why Dobbs had to come in.
I thought he was just bad.
He got laid out, and Dobbs had to come in.
Let's look at the injury report. Jaren Hall is questionable. Well,
with a concussion.
Okay.
And they even said after the game, Dobbs in the press conference was like, yeah, shout out to Kevin. What's his name? Kevin O'Donnell? Is that the coach's name?
Yeah.
O'Connell? Whatever it is.
Kevin O'Connell. Yeah.
Shout out to him because he was basically explaining me the plays in my headset until he wasn't allowed to anymore.
Hall was a non-participant with a concussion in Wednesday's press.
But they're also getting who was that guy on the Niners for a little while? McCullens?
You combined his name, yes. Nick Mullins. Nick Mullins could be designated to return from IR this week. Yeah, he wasn't... I mean, he was bad, but he's...
But he was supposed to be the backup for Kurt. He got hurt.
Right, he's at least a person.
He's at least somebody you trust to talk to Dobbs about the plays.
Sure.
But also, it didn't help... He did win a game for the Cardinals, too. Can he keep the magic going with the Vikings is the question.
Well, he's been good this year, Dobbs, to be completely honest.
The Vikings are playing better, though. But I don't know. I think the South is... The Saints are going to start running away with that division, so...
I don't know. Derek, I'm sorry. I can't take you this week.
What's the name of the tall guy on the Spurs that they drafted?
Victor Wembanyama.
Okay, well, I don't know if you're watching this game.
No, but, I'm watching Ant-Man Quantumania.
RJ Barrett just took a three-pointer.
Mm-hmm.
And that first overall pick guy jumped from the foul line to try and block it. Like, he's straight up in the air. Like, he didn't go at him. He went straight up.
Straight up? Yeah.
Straight up in the air. He's like, crazy. I can block this. This is easy.
He's nuts. Yeah. It's really... He's a crazy person.
The Knicks are a big... With under 30 seconds to go. Also, what happened to this tournament thing? Is it over? They play one day?
I think they play every couple weeks.
I think it's like an every Friday thing, I guess. Maybe.
Again, the players in the league don't know what's going on. Once I saw that, I felt so much better. I was like, good, I don't have to figure this out. They can't figure it out.
I'll tell you this. It seems like Golden State really wants to win it, though. Apparently, Curry's like all in.
Shocking. I can't figure out the Pittsburgh Steelers. I'll be completely
also, this rookie said that the Garden isn't that big.
It's not. I'm with him.
I'm sorry, you're 20 feet tall. Nothing's that big to you.
You can reach the rafters. I'm taking the Packers because I think the Steelers stink.
But also, I give him 5 years until he has ankle problems.
I mean,
he's got Giannis, that tall, lanky.
Giannis hasn't had any issues yet, I don't think.
Yeah, but he was always in the gym. He was always working out. This guy's got that Porzingis look to him.
He's got that bones, skin and bones look.
I'm going to go Steelers. I don't like your team.
I don't like your team either. Tony Delvecchio.
All of our teams are shit.
Terrible. Thank God we're not going to that football game.
Just wait. Wait till they announce next week where they switch it to Sunday. And then we'll be like, fuck.
Absolutely not. Not wasting a Sunday.
You're going to want to go.
Rashad
Gary.
I'm going to be five and five by then. It's going to be, fuck.
You're going to be like, crap, the Lions just lost three in a row. We're 5-5. I have a chance to go to the playoffs now.
They may as well hire Jim Schwartz back at this point. Anyway.
Are we going Will or are we going Baker?
I want Baker. Home dogs? After the way they played very well last week, even though they lost.
You lost to a safety playing kicker.
Yeah.
You deserve to lose.
They lost to CJ Stroud. They really lost to him. I'm taking.
Just turn around and hand the ball to... Everybody is healthy for San Francisco, apparently, this week.
Who'd they lose to last week?
They didn't. They had a bye.
Who'd they lose to the week before?
Minnesota?
Yeah.
Was it Minnesota? They lost to somebody.
Yeah, Minnesota. No, they lost. They lost to the Bengals last week.
Right, the Bengals were the week before that was Minnesota.
Yeah.
Browns, Vikings, Bengals, 3 weeks in a row.
They've lost three in a row, yeah. That's weird.
In fairness to their last game against the Bengals, Purdy got concussed on Wednesday and then got cleared on Friday and was fine on Sunday and then banged his head 20 times throughout the game.
That's a little Tua-ish, if you know what I mean.
I'm just saying, if you saw some of those sacks that he took against the Bengals, he bangs his head, there should have been somebody on the field checking on him.
They're supposed to be. I'm going to take the Jaguars. At home. Again, home dogs.
Let me pick thing right away. Hold on. There it is. What is happening? Here we go. No, I'm going. It's a shout out to my boy Pete at work. He's a Niner fan, apparently.
Okay.
extent, he just grew up watching the Niner teams dominate the league. So,
sure.
Like, okay, that's fair. I know people who are Viking fans who grew up during the Purple Peter Leader era.
Perfectly both fine. Of our dads Cowboy fans at the times because right. of that.
They were both the best teams.
Yeah, I mean, football-wise, to me, you're allowed to do that as a kid, but you just gotta stick with it. That's always been my rules. That's kind of like what I did.
And
I picked it, but you gotta stick with it.
And my dad said he's
and he changed for a good reason.
He changed. Jerry took over. They fired Landry, and he was out.
Totally different. Totally different.
He's like, I can't be a fan of this guy. No, shout out to his friend in Florida, Steve, who stuck with it, even though he sends hate letters to Jerry Jones every year.
My dad doesn't like Jerry Jones either, but he sticks with
Nobody likes Jerry. Jerry Jones' son doesn't like Jerry Jones.
Nope. Can you imagine if they actually let him draft Johnny Manziel? I mean, what an extra disaster that would have been.
Would have made a better documentary. It was a good documentary, but it would have made a better
documentary. It would have made a better documentary. I still haven't watched it. I got all I needed to see with the iPad clip to be good.
But the college stuff is Ravens. Actually hilarious. You have to watch you have to watch it for the college stuff.
All right, I'll watch it eventually.
Because
still haven't watched Loki, by the way. Still,
where did he get? I haven't watched the last episode of Loki either. Where did Manziel get all his money in college? He was a trust fund kid from his grandfather owning an oil company when he was younger.
That's what he said, or that was the real reason?
That was what they said. That was where they said it was coming
that's
from.
Bull. I mean, wow. They couldn't even say he was selling shit the whole time?
No. Speaking of the Cleveland Browns.
Listen, the Browns have been a lot better than they thought they'd be. But
who the hell is playing quarterback for them this week, though?
I think Deshaun's dead, or I don't know.
He's not on the injury list. Let's see, full injury list.
This I think he just got kicked out.
Cleveland. Where are the Browns? Out. Cleveland.
According to their depth chart, he is the starter.
He's not on the injury list this week. But then again, he wasn't this point last week either.
I don't know. He's not good. That's the problem. So
that might be the Ravens at home.
That might be the worst contract in the history of sports, to be completely honest.
Could have been worse. Could have been the team that traded for him. Oh, wait, that was the team that gave him the contract.
Cardinals, Falcons.
Heinicke, baby.
You gotta take I mean, that's my guy, Taylor Heinicke. Come on. Also, the Cardinals are they're back to being what we thought they were gonna be. They got rid of their quarterback. They're back to being what they were.
The key is now you're gonna learn, is Kyler your guy next year? Or are you drafting someone in that first? Because in my opinion, in fairness to Kyler, considering he's got the contract, you may say to him, if you have the first pick or even top three, you may say, listen, we're going to take Marvin Harrison Jr. We're giving you your weapon.
Show us
what you got or you're out.
It's better for everybody in this situation that they pick somebody and they trade him and we just go our separate ways.
Yeah, but who's going to trade for him is the question.
Well, we see how he plays the last half of the season and see what happens. I don't think his contract's that crazy.
This guy stinks.
Somebody traded for Russ, you know. Somebody traded for Carson Wentz.
Someone signed Carson Wentz.
Yeah, shout out to the Rams. Now I know why. That guy stunk.
Okay, so you said this contract's not bad? Oof.
Kyler's?
Yeah. Next year's cap hit is $51 million, dead cap $81. Following year, $45 against the cap, $33. So it goes down, but
that's
still.
That's a significant drop-off right there.
Yeah, but you still have – if he's gone
– so they got to restructure it.
Let's see. If he's traded before June 1st, $59 million dead cap for the Cardinals. Traded
what do they care?
But they trade him at 13 this year, 46 next year.
What do they care? They're not going to.
He doesn't really have any outs. He has no outs though.
But they're not going to be winning anything in the next few years. But it doesn't matter. And they'll have a cheap quarterback because they're going to draft somebody.
It'll be fine.
If I don't know. If the Cardinals keep calling Kleb, he may stay there another year. He keeps crying on the sidelines anyway. He may stay an extra year just to.
Yeah, I don't know what's up with that.
He may go for a revenge tour. He must cry because nobody goes to his birthday party. That's what it is.
That's obviously the reason. Yeah. The Chargers didn't impress me.
They played the Jets. Didn't they impress you?
No. I said they didn't impress me. I'm taking the Lions. That's the first home dog I'm not taking. 16 and a fucking half. Bro, I really want to take the Giants just to cover it. It's so many points. I'm taking the Cowboys. I'm sorry.
You know, Dak's won 11 straight games against the Giants.
They're definitely going to win, but it's 17 points. The Cowboys have a tendency of just getting up early and then stopping.
Yeah, but we also have been outscored by them 40-0 so far this year.
All right, so I'm taking the Cowboys. Cowboys, Seahawks, Raiders, Bills. It's amazing how bad Josh McDaniels is just watching the Raiders play like an actual football team last week.
Raiders all the way this week, baby.
I mean, no.
I want Antonio Pierce to win out.
But still.
I want Antonio Pierce to be the Vegas head coach going into next season.
You want to hire
him? No, I said Vegas is head coach next season.
I'm saying, do you want the Giants to hire him?
As a defensive coordinator, sure. As a linebacker, good.
Sure, why not?
I'm not giving up on my coaching staff. This was just an injury plague from the start season.
I don't disagree.
You know, Tommy said it in our group, is DeVito really the best backup we could have had? And granted, we had Tyrod, but also we've been in cap hell. It's not like we can go out there and sign a guy.
Have been in cap hell. But again, when you have two injured quarterbacks, nobody's getting through two injured quarterbacks. Right. Tyrod's a solid backup with Sorry. Just is what it is, really.
And the problem wasn't Tyrod, it was the guy you had behind Tyrod. You were trusting this guy behind him.
That's what I'm saying. Who, if anybody gets to their third guy, they're screwed. Doesn't matter.
Right. If you told me you were bringing in, well, not Carson Wentz, because then we'd be down four guys before you blink.
Sure.
Guys made of glass. But if you, but you know, there's other quarterbacks out there, you bring one of them in. Like, who's currently an NFL?
A little better.
NFL QB.
Like, fucking Flacco.
Can't be any worse. Foles. Always available.
Yeah.
You know, you bring one of those guys in, and you're kind of like, okay. That's fine to be Tyrod's backup while this guy's hurt, and we'll cut him. We'll practice squad him and call him up for a couple weeks, and then if we need him, we'll use him.
Oh, what's his name? Oh, long neck. Mike Glennon.
EJ Perry is still a free agent.
Who?
Remember EJ Perry? God.
What did you say? EJ?
EJ Perry.
I don't remember EJ Perry.
Bryce Perkins is still available. Who was the XFL guy? Who was the Bama guy? AJ
McCarron.
He's available.
That's a guy you could. That's a name.
It depends. Like, that's the guy I'll be okay with.
It's a person. Backup. It's a name.
But didn't he just win a championship in the XFL? Would he really want to leave there to come to the professional?
I don't think the XFL counts. Matt Ryan and Tom Brady are available.
Tom Brady retired.
Matt
Ryan got sacked on the sideline in a suit the other day. I'm not signing.
Colt McCoy. Do it up again.
Matt Barkley. Again, you could have signed him 3 weeks ago. I would have been okay with that. He knows the system. That was why I'm okay with him.
This is a list of available players based
46
off
and a half, by the
last
way.
Year's like 2023 free agent list. Chase Daniels on here. I think he retired, but give it a shot. Ben DiNucci.
Again, I'm okay with I would have liked Matt Barkley to be signed 3 weeks ago.
It doesn't matter. Like
we because said, then you could do Barkley to Barkley all day, every day for the rest of the season.
If you get down to your third person, nobody's winning anything. So just
no, I 100% agree with you. But at least Matt Barkley knows the system. You're not, he's a veteran. You can kind of like,
he just got here though. He doesn't know anything.
Yeah, but he played for Buffalo for all those years with under them. They were talking about it last year, bringing him in.
They should get Ken Dorsey back.
That's who's going to be our offensive coordinator next year. Ken Dorsey.
Yeah.
We need an iPad throwing coordinator. That's what we need. Do you think it makes a difference if the coordinator is on the sideline or not?
No. The headphones.
Because the Niners are having Steve Wink move to the sideline.
I don't know why it matters.
I don't know. It's like a big deal. Like, the players are apparently very excited about it.
But you have phones. You could just pick up a phone, talk to him. And he could see more from the booth.
Right. You see, I don't know. Maybe it has to do with Chase being his first game. He wants to be able to help him a little bit more. Be more hands-on with him this week.
Anyway.
With that being said, try to turn the Giant game off by halftime. Should be, who's the backup to Dak Prescott this year?
Don't tell me. His name is Trey Lance. That's it.
No, because he didn't come into the game in Thursday. You skip the goat.
Who?
Why did you look over Cooper Rush?
I forgot about Cooper Rush.
The goat. Yeah. Who also beat us a couple years ago.
He did. Cooper Rush is like not terrible. You should trade for Cooper Rush.
The deadline passed. We can't trade for Cooper Rush anymore.
That's a good point.
When they release him and Dax, we'll sign Dak to be the backup next year.
Somebody's going to sign Dak to be a starter next year if they don't.
I think he's got another year in Dallas before they cut him. You're cutting Trey Lance. So,
anyway,
with that being said, good luck to Cooper Rush this week in the second half of the game.
Good luck and Godspeed.
I mean, can't wait to watch you play the second half against us. Up 45 points.
Let's be honest. You're not watching the second half.
Did I watch the start? Did I watch the second half? No. In fairness, I almost didn't watch the whole second quarter, especially because at the end of the first quarter, I watched the knee pop, and I was like, oh, he's done. And then he came out for a play and decided to be, oh, let's stay shotgun. I'll take a step. And then he publicly said today, I'm pretty sure I tore my ACL on the last play of the first quarter, and I shouldn't have played in the first play of the second quarter.
Yeah, no surprise there. Anyway.
Your knee bent in 20 different directions, bro. Anywho, we will see you guys next